As far as the Grammys go, what do you rate out of 10 this last Grammys? I give it a solid 7.
You do?
Yeah.
1. Crazy.
Hey, but that's how it goes. I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Don't hurt, Fozzy.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
Hello.
We got Kelly back, Mum.
Yay.
Although I was away doing some really awesome stuff.
What were you doing?
I was jealous.
It was honestly one of the coolest days of my life.
Where did you go? Oh, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I got invited by Dolly Parton to go to Nashville and be a part of her pet gala. And it was...
A charity, right?
No, I don't know, to be honest with you. But everything she does has some sort of philanthropic side to it. So that wouldn't surprise me. But it was...
I saw the photo from his little sitting in the cowboy shop with it.
Oh, my God.
His boots and hat.
I got Sydney little cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, and he put them on to meet Dolly, and Dolly was so amazing. They always say, don't meet your idols. But I say, don't meet your idols unless it's Dolly Parton, because she does not disappoint.
No, she's amazing. She's just an amazing woman.
And I was literally in awe of her. And I learned so many things in that 24 hours that I want to start doing that she does.
She was responsible for Miley's getting herself scarred.
Yeah, she's Miley's fairy godmother. That's what they say.
I thought she looked good on the Grammys last time.
Oh my God, her body looked just like looked so hot.
But let me tell you something. She did the best live performance of the evening. She's got an edge. She's sexy. She's got it all going on. And I think that she really stole it for me.
I didn't see much of it, but
great.
I watched her. So she looked good. She was all right. Good.
Oh, she was phenomenal. She was sassy, you know, she was just really good. She goes at the end, when her song Flowers won Song of the Year, she was saying she hoped there wasn't people that she forgot to thank. She says, but one thing I did forget was my underwear. She looked great.
And
wrote it herself, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
That's great. Yeah, it's really good. Well done. Well done.
Yay, yeah, Miley.
Well, one for Miley.
It was, I have to say, like, going back to Dolly, because we have to, I learned so much about what she does and how she lives her life that I want to start doing. She gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's too early for me. But I'm definitely going to start getting up earlier. And she does her meditation and her routine, does some songwriting every single day.
I prefer to go to bed earlier and get up earlier.
Me too.
Oh, no. I prefer to go to
You're
bed
You're a night
late.
Owl.
I'm a night owl.
Oh, you sleep all day and awake all night.
That's great. I think that's the way.
You're a vampire, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool, and they were so nice to me, and it was...
And Nashville's great.
I love Nashville. Nashville...
Friendly, nice.
Gave me faith in...
What? Natural what?
Nashville.
Oh, no.
It gave me faith in mankind again, because everybody has manners there, and everybody was so nice, and they called me ma'am, and it was just like, I had the best time.
Did you get your own film at her studios, right?
Yeah, Dolly's got her own studios, which is a TV studio, a recording studio.
She's got a theme park as well.
Dollywood. Do you know that Dolly Parton has the biggest brand in the entire world?
Brand of what?
She's got cake mix. She's got, there's the doggy clothing. And my favorite part of the...
Was her husband there?
I didn't see him, no, but apparently he was. But anyway, when...
Can I just say, I'm at a tennis match. Go on.
You carry on.
One thing that I loved in her doggy was that in the dog gala... Well, the pet gala, I should say, was they got all of Dolly's outfits and recreated them and put them on the dogs. And it was absolutely fabulous and hysterical. And I loved every second of it. I can't say enough good things about that day and about Dolly. And it was just incredible.
An amazing woman.
Amazing. And she's so tiny.
I know. Weeny, weeny little lady.
But man, does she make a big impact.
I like it. I like it when somebody does it. Like, I always does one of her songs in a tour and go, well, you know, I was always going to say publishing. She goes, no, no, no. If you wanted my song, it's my song.
Yeah, and good, she's right.
Good
she's
for
absolutely
her.
Right.
She would not get intimidated.
No, because people want to sing your song, and then they go, well, if I'm singing it, it's going to sell huge, so give me half the publishing.
Don't sing it.
Don't sing it. That's right. Good for her, too.
And that's she's a little woman with a big, you know.
A huge talent, and she doesn't suffer fools.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't get intimidated.
No.
Simon's been what's her name? Did it do? I Will Always Love You. She wanted to do the song with her. Whitney Houston.
Well, Whitney.
And she said, no. No, thank you.
Hey, everyone. Kelly Osborne here. And the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Fume. We all have our fair share of bad habits. And now that it's the new year, I'm feeling motivated to try and break them. But it's hard. And sometimes it feels as easy as going on a diet and seeing cake everywhere you go. That's where Fume comes in. It's not about completely giving up. It's just about switching it up. Fume is a healthy habit that you are free to enjoy. I mean, I genuinely do love this because it tastes good. It's just air. It has a fidget spinner on it. Fume just released a magnetic stand, so there's no more losing your Fume around the house or worrying that the baby can get hold of it. Even though if the baby does get hold of it, it's not going to do anything because it's all natural. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/Osborne's and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use the code Osborne's to help make starting the good habit that much easier. And it tastes like minty fresh air going into your body and breathing out. And people are going to say, oh, your breath, it smells so nice. Hey, everyone, it's Kelly Osborne. And the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by my favorite, Cozy Earth. It feels like I was just buying Cozy Earth for all my friends and family for Christmas. And now I'm back again for Valentine's Day. Cozy Earth is a perfect gift for any occasion. I really am their number one customer, I swear. I love Cozy Earth. Everyone knows I swear by Cozy Earth sheets, and my house is filled with everything Cozy Earth. I'm recently obsessed with their loungewear. It is just so comfortable. They really have it all. Sheets, loungewear, and even the most plush bath towels. If you've not treated yourself to Cozy Earth, now is your time. With Valentine's Day approaching, this would make the greatest gift for the both of you. Just go to cozyearth.com/Osborne's and enter Osborne's at checkout for up to 35% off. That's really good. That's cozyearth.com/Osborne's. So what have you two been up to?
What have you been up to?
I went to England.
Oh yeah, Mummy went to England again.
To do some shows.
How was it?
Great. It was absolutely just great to do it. And I want to thank everybody that came out to see me. And I people are so wonderful. I had so many great presents and cards.
Shout out to Auntie Jean.
Hi, Auntie Jean!
I mean, the presents that I got of people and lovely letters and cards. It's just
that
incredible.
Is always something that I find incredibly moving and touching is that when people take their hard-earned money and they bring you a gift of some sort, mm-hmm. and it's like,
yeah,
it makes me feel guilty, but at the same time feel very, very, very just lucky, I guess.
You know what
I used to love when I used to the meet and greet of the shows?
Go on.
But when you get the Rocky fan club, and they go,
oh, yeah, I love Rocky.
That used to make me smile.
Well, what about the statue I showed you that the brother and sister, they're twins made of us?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm holding Minnie.
That must have taken a long time.
I know. You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
There's a brother and sister, uh-huh. twins.
Oh, awesome.
And they made these statues and they made one of Ozzy.
Me and Mummy.
And I'm holding Minnie and it's just gorgeous. Yeah.
Minnie Moo.
And for those who are interested, Rocky's still alive and kicking.
Rocky
Rocky's
gorgeous.
He's an old
gorgeous.
Boy, but he's still there.
So, Dad, what have you been up to? You've been doing music videos and music.
I did the Billy Morrison's song for...
It's called, for Billy's record.
Record. Called Crack Cocaine.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Well, it's not about crack cocaine. It's about a...
A love addiction?
Addicted to a girl, but you like crack cocaine. I'll pick you up and put you down again like crack cocaine.
I saw the music video. I think you look great.
Yeah. Paris Jackson's in it.
I saw She Looked Beautiful.
I've seen it, but it was a while ago now. Is it out yet? But,
No, it comes out in March.
He should do a build-up for it, shouldn't
he? He will.
We've all been so busy. How did you find doing the podcast without me and Jack?
Actually, it was... Okay, wasn't it, Mum?
Yeah. It's like even weird now without Jack.
Isn't it?
I wish he would finish this project and come home.
I know. But then again, did you hear that he's got another one that's coming up in March and he'll be gone again?
He's going to South Africa.
South Africa? Yeah. What's he doing now?
Don't even ask. I don't even want to know.
Jack.
Yes.
He's always up to something and I think that it's amazing. So you've got to
He sets these things up. Then he goes on and that expedition all the time.
I know. He packs that backpack and he's gone for 2 months.
I remember when he went to New Zealand and he was doing them bungee jumps and things. And there was one where his helicopter come and hooks onto him. And I remember seeing the expression on his face and he was like, oh, shit, whatever. He stands on a mountain and this thing comes and he hooks him on and he takes him off.
Oh, no way. I can't do anything with heights. No I can't even way. Watch people doing something
Me and Mum, years ago, we were in Meadowlands. I'll never forget it. Meadowlands, New York. And I said to Sharon, you know, there's an elevator that goes straight to the top. Do you want to go and have a look?
This is to the rafters in the roof.
Oh, no.
Above the truss, the right lighting rig, and the lighting rig on the stage.
Oh, my God, my knees would have buckled. I'd have collapsed.
It opened, and it was literally that steep. And we both went, oh, no. Close to us.
It was
we didn't
awful.
Even get out the elevator.
I can't stand stuff like that.
It makes me feel like I want to jump.
Oh, it doesn't me. I'm like backing
up. You should have seen me recently. We were on the second floor of a building and one of my friends was holding the baby and leant their arm on the railing while holding the baby. I went fucking insane.
Who was holding
the baby? I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And it was totally like a habitual not paying attention thing, but I went insane.
Where was this at?
In my knees like buckled and I was like falling back and I couldn't like get the words out of my mouth and I'm like, can you please? And then I was like, don't
where,
you
where
ever.
Was this at, Kelly?
A friend of mine was holding the baby and I forgot we also went to Palm Springs because Sid had band rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And we were on like the second floor, which was kind of the first floor, but it was like a little bit off the ground. And they were holding the baby and they put their arm on the railing. So it was...
On the second floor?
Yeah. And I shit myself.
Is it high then?
I mean, not that high. You could probably jump off it and be all right.
But
it's thin. Still like it was...
I tell you, I can't look out of a window. Like I go upstairs, look out the window and I'm like, can't do it.
No.
Hate it.
Hate it so much.
And when the way they film movies now and you see a high thing, I'm like...
And Jack is so into all that stuff. I don't know how he does it.
I could never bungee jump. I could never parachute. Never. No.
I think you're playing Russian roulette with your life when you do things like that. I
mean,
When you jump out of a plane, there's a chance, it might be remote, but there is a chance that it will malfunction.
I agree.
And you're gone.
I have zero desire to go parachuting.
God, no. Don't
worry. When Jack was little, he says to him one day, he goes, about 17 or 16, 17, he says to Dad, he says, is it all right if I go to so-and-so surfing? I said, sure. So we got overnight. I said, so you got some bloke to stay? He says, yeah. I said, okay. 2 weeks later, he goes to me, Dad, can I tell you something? When I said I was going surfing the other day, I didn't go surfing. I said, okay. So I went skydiving. I said, what? I said, let me tell you something, Jack. This is true. The three people that started this skydiving, they all died eventually. Took too many risks.
It's just not my thing at all.
I was a bit annoyed when I remember.
What about when I used to ask him, why is this helmet still in your house? Crash helmet.
Oh, for the motorcycle.
Yeah, and he lied and said, oh, my friend left it here. He's going to come pick it up. And it was his. He had a bike and never told us.
I told him, I said, if you get a road bug, I'll break it up.
All right.
What did you think of the Grammys?
I just want to say you looked gorgeous last night.
Thank you. I felt really good last night.
I'm sorry your party said number one.
I know, but I mean, if they're going to lose, at least they lost to Metallica, which we were happy for them.
Yeah.
For Robert.
Yeah. Really happy for him. And it was nice to see him. It was just, I will say, the red carpet, I don't normally have fun on because I get so nervous. But because I had Sid with me, it was more comfortable. And
Personally, I think that it's getting way too big now, the event.
Oh my God! It's a huge red carpet.
Oh, it's. Do you know what it is? It's great to win a Grammy because it's the like industry votes. Mm-hmm. It's not the public; it's the industry, and everybody wants to, you know, still get respect from the industry. But I always hate the shows.
I actually really enjoyed it this year.
It was better when it was in a small theatre.
Miley saved it for me. And Marley Tracy.
Tracy Chapman was just
Tracy
brilliant.
Chapman was amazing. And
The girl from the Eurythmics, she did a good.
Annie Lennox.
She did a great.
And Billie Eilish. I think Billie Eilish is fantastic.
I just think she's so authentically herself. And
it's gotten too big.
It's
the vent.
Yeah, well, it always gets corporate, doesn't it? And once it's on TV, they make the show for TV. They don't make it for everyone, because they say it's all
better than last year. Last year it was just like crazy.
Do you know? I don't even remember.
I barely remember last year.
Oh, we didn't even watch it. You won.
Oh yeah.
You won, and we didn't even watch it.
I will say that
you won too.
To your point about it being in a smaller theater, the awards that they give out before the show starts that aren't on the air,
the
broadcasted show. That ceremony is so much more intimate and so much nicer, and you get to see some incredible artists perform, and it's really, really great.
I was just about to say, they say about making it inclusive. It has to be inclusive, but the thing is, it is inclusive, but the music isn't. And so they leave out classical, jazz,
metal.
Rock, yeah. Metal, and it goes on bluegrass.
Yeah,
it's so
gospel.
It,
they leave out, and we got to see some incredible performances,
and on and on. And it's not all inclusive, because if it's all inclusive, you would all be broadcast. And it's
but
not.
Darling, what would you say the solution to that would be?
Cut out all the pop shit.
Not all, just all of
well,
it.
Well, some of it, because it's all pop. It's all pop, pop, pop. It's, you know, it's
there
all about.
Be one award for...
It's all about the dancers. All right, what else?
So we did the red carpet and it was really fun. And of course, my luck, I get out of the car and I run into people I don't want to see. And then I run into a bunch of friends that I do want to see. And it was like, it was really nice kind of...
Catching
up with everybody and seeing
everybody.
Because
since you were pregnant, you've not...
I've not been out. I've not done anything like this. So it was kind of like my first big event. But of course, I walked around with that sweaty top lip because I was nervous the whole time. And I'm like, but it was great. And it is a fun atmosphere. And regardless on who votes for the award, it's a huge achievement to be nominated.
It is. And it is.
For Slipknot, I was really, really happy for them. And what was really great is they brought along October, who was Paul, one of the original members who passed mm-hmm. away, his daughter, to the Aww. And she's 13 and she was so gorgeous and it was just lovely.
Aww. Were all the guys there?
Not everyone, but most of them.
Yeah. How many are there?
There's 9 of them.
I don't know. I've often wondered, a band like that, how do you know you're a roll call in the morning or when you're on the road?
It is, and I do not envy their tour manager, that's for sure. 9 personalities and 9 different ways of doing things that you've got to cater to, and it's a lot.
Yeah, I just thought it was great to see you and Sid walking down the red carpet with Sid with his mask on. I think it's fantastic.
I know. And then they almost didn't let us in because they said, you can't wear masks. And I looked at the security guard and I'm like, but they're in Slipknot and they're nominated. And they were going to make them take their masks off and then they didn't and they let them in.
Why can't they wear masks? Because it's terrorist.
I guess. I'm not quite sure. And the weather. Oh, my God. Mum.
Don't talk about the weather. While you were at the Grammys, we were floating. All we needed is a canoe because...
I've been awake since 1 o'clock this morning.
The gym, the laundry room, everything downstairs, swimming, just swimming in water.
I went to sleep for a bit, but I dreamt that the basement was flooded to the kitchen door.
Oh.
And I was thinking, was that a dream or real?
And then the dogs wouldn't go out because of the wind and the rain. They wouldn't go out. So then you wake up to a lake of shit. Water and dog turds. It was great.
That sounds like my nightmare. Yeah. That really does sound like my nightmare.
Back to the Osbournes.
Okay, so favorite performance at the Grammys?
Miley.
Joni Mitchell. It made me cry. I just thought it was special.
Who was
just
that?
Joni Mitchell.
Talk about a woman with like heart, and that performance to me was very, very powerful. But second would be Miley. She kicked ass last night.
And Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman was amazing. Okay, what was your favorite presenter? Mine was Celine Dion.
Who?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Seeing Celine looking so beautiful, and
Meryl Streep was on there, isn't she?
Yeah, because her son-in-law is a producer songwriter.
And
that
it was
nice.
It was very nice. Yeah. And they presented together. But no, seeing Celine Dion looking so good, I mean, after her diagnosis and everything, and it was just, I think that was a real moment.
Yeah. She's so elegant.
Isn't she? But there's something about her, you just can't not love her.
Who?
Celine Dion. Celine.
She's very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely.
Someone told me once that she does vocal warm-ups and sings your music when she's doing vocal warm-ups, yeah.
She's so lovely. Go on, come on.
Okay, it's hard. You're making me be the leader of this. And Jack's normally the one that does it. So you've got to bear with me a little
bit.
Go
on, I'm bearing.
Okay, what was your favourite part of the award show?
The end.
Oh, you two miserable old buggers. The end, okay.
No, many good parts, you know, but it goes on too long, and I think that it needs to have many different hosts.
The end.
I think you get bored with one host. He's good. He's great. Yeah. He's great, don't get me wrong, but I think they need to change it up. It needs to move faster, the whole thing, and I think it gets embarrassing when the host sits down at a table with whoever the star is and starts conversation. It's like, I always get sweaty under the arms and go, ooh, this isn't going well. You know, it's always, unless you actually know the person and you've got a rapport with them, it's really embarrassing and everybody's, and that wasn't funny.
I tell you what else I forgot to talk about.
What?
I got new teeth.
Oh, let's see. Fabulous.
From being pregnant, I lost all the enamel on my teeth.
What did they do then?
So it's not like veneers, but it kind of is. It's called a lens, and they put lenses over my front teeth.
So you can see through your teeth?
No.
So you read the paper like this?
No, it's like this new
they
dental
look good.
Thing. And
they look really good. And by the way, I was reading comments about you yesterday. Actually, Kelly has not had any plastic surgery.
I know. Why am I not allowed to just look good?
And Osbournes don't lie about shit like that because it's no big deal. But it just so happens she hasn't.
Okay. We can talk about what I want done if you want.
What would you want done?
Just, okay. So when I turn my neck sometimes, I think it's looking like one of those necks that eventually will look like a vagina.
It's Osbourne neck.
I don't want a vagina neck. So
what the fuck is a vagina neck?
Like where it gets like,
oh shit.
So I don't want that, and I feel like it's starting.
Okay.
So I send you pictures of it all the time, and you say stop sending me these pictures. But that is the one thing that I'd want to do. And then sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, the ponytail lift that people do.
Oh, maybe. You're going to be
you
one
don't,
of those
you
sisters
hold on,
with
you
the
wanna hold
eyes.
On
no, but I won't do that because A, I'm scared. B, I couldn't handle the pain.
For what?
For a facelift.
Oh, you don't need a fucking facelift.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was going to do something, yeah. I would do the ponytail lift. I'm 40 years old now, well, this year. I think that's also something, Mum, that people can't get their head around, is that they see me as a child. I'm not allowed to be an adult.
A woman.
I'm not allowed to be a woman, and I'm not allowed to be pretty. And I don't know why.
You're not pretty, you're beautiful.
Thank you, Dada.
Yes, I agree with that.
But it's like people, they just shit on it every single time.
Fuck everybody.
I know I looked good last night, so I don't care. But it's interesting. They don't let Khloe Kardashian be pretty either, even though she looks great now and she had an amazing glow up. And
Glow up?
Yeah, that's what they call it, Mum.
Oh.
And
you're still friendly with them?
I mean, they're so polite and nice, and that when we see each other out, it's always like a hi, catch up, how are you doing? But our paths don't really cross that much.
I thought you were friendly with Kim.
Kim, yeah. Kim's lovely. I love Kim. I really do. I think that she's a nice person. And she was always really, really nice to me. I'll never forget when I was struggling with my weight one time and she offered to take me to the gym and help me. And I just thought, that was like, she didn't have to do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And she was, we were in Mr. Chow's eating dinner and she was so lovely to me.
I'd have eaten more.
But she was, and you just don't forget things like that. Oh my God, Mum, do you remember when you presented at the Grammys with Dad?
Yeah.
And you got everyone's name wrong.
No, I thought I got them right.
No, you did not.
Oh, okay.
You called him DJ Khalid and it's DJ Khaled.
Maybe that's why he didn't talk to me.
Probably.
The end.
The end. Yeah, the end.
I mean, to host any award show, it's a lot of pressure, I think, because you want to be funny, but you don't want to insult. You don't want to, you know.
It is a really, really tough gig. And who wants to take that gig? I don't know.
I'd do it.
Because whoever you are, you always get slagged. You can never do... Yeah. Right by everybody. It's a really tough gig. And it's a tough gig. I tell you who is the best. Oh, God, I've got to think of his name. LL Cool J. The best. Because...
He's smooth, Mom.
And just knows everybody. Born in the music industry.
Talk about a handsome man.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great doing it. And I don't know why he stopped.
But I will say, I did get a lot of entertainment when I left the award show and we were waiting for our car. And
seeing everybody running from the rain.
Oh my God, Mom, it was hilarious. And everybody's hair was destroyed, makeup was destroyed. And it's like, what do you do? You just have to
go
along
with it.
And it. When I say that it was pissing it down, it was like being in a shower.
Hmm. I mean, it was a hard rain yesterday.
I did get pissed off with Sid because he wouldn't give me his jacket.
People in America say, doesn't it rain a lot in England? Fuck, you know.
It rains a lot here too.
Yeah,
fuck.
All what we have in a year, one day. Yeah.
It's still raining now.
Must be the end.
If you could go to any award show, which one would you go to? If you had to go, because I know that we're not a fan of lots of award shows.
I'm not an award, no. I would have said the Golden Globes, but that's not good anymore. So without Ricky Gervais, it sucks.
Gervais guy did the Grammys. Ricky Gervais.
He should do every award show.
That's so funny.
If I had to go to one.
Yeah, if you had to go to one, which one would it be? Let me name some for you so that you go they on, come go out. Go on, go on. Golden Globes, Oscars, Emmys, BAFTAs, SAGs.
BAFTAs.
Yeah, the BAFTAs with Dad. What would you go to? I've been to them all, and I have to say the one that is the most fun is the Golden Globes. They should have an award show.
It used to be. They should have an award show for the best award show.
I think they do. It's the, at the Emmys. They have a category for that, don't they, Mum?
There's too many award shows.
Oh, they'll give a fucking award show for anything. Go on. What else? Come on.
I'm trying to think about what we can talk about without offending people.
Offend a few people then.
Well, I'm just like, well, what do you actually think of the Grammys?
The Grammys, look, they've got a very, very hard job. The Grammys have a hard job because it's so...
Insular.
It's so broad. It is so broad. And I think that what they should do is they should take people from different genres, put them together.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
If the award shows was over 2 days, would you watch the two shows?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That would be nice. Yeah. So the weekend had started, say, Saturday and ended Sunday night.
I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah. But so they have
get,
to.
So you would have, you know, you get, you could watch the one you want to watch.
What? The category, yeah. But the thing is, they make the shows too long, and people can't keep. I don't know. They just the rhythm of these shows just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
There's this dead air and these silly
it's
jokes.
It's a bit dated.
Incredibly dated.
I mean, you look at the old Oscars, they used to go on, and it had a spin to it, you know.
It did. It was genuinely funny, and you could laugh at things that you can't laugh about now, and it wasn't woke, and it wasn't like, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that, and it's just not real anymore. It's all so fake.
What is it about the Grammys where people decide to put their wackiest outfit on?
What do you mean?
Like, I find that a lot of these new artists use the Grammys red carpet to put something really crazy on to get noticed.
Well, of course they do.
And it's quite interesting to see all the different looks.
That's why I love Billie Eilish, because she doesn't play that game.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't show
I like
her.
She's
fantastic. She doesn't use her sexuality to sell her music.
No.
She's got an incredible talent, an unbelievable voice, and she just, that's what she sells. She doesn't sell sexuality. And when you look at her and all the other girls, not saying that they're not talented, because everybody is, but she just stands out because she's
I don't like it, but it makes you think when they have the remembering who passed away.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting.
Of course, that bothered me.
Of course you fucking love that bit. You love a bit of death.
Fucking death.
No.
It was a memorial. Yeah. To people who have passed.
Acknowledge people's contribution.
No, it's a death, Kelly. Well, a little bit.
It's a little bit, Dad.
The thing was, they were singing death a song the and end. Then pictures of other people who didn't sing that song, but they're singing somebody else's song and then somebody else's picture
comes
up.
It was confusing.
It was confusing again. You know, they just overthink it somehow. Just keep it simple. Be respectful. It's always very confusing.
And it's like, you don't know what emotion to feel because, like, sometimes the songs give you a feeling of something else and they're talking about death, you know?
I think it's nice that they do it.
I think it's nice that they do it.
But always at the Oscars, there's always a complaint because they miss somebody out.
Yeah. But they're always... he missed them. Oh, sorry. Do it again.
They always miss someone out, but...
Do you remember with Joan?
Yeah.
Remember what?
Joan Rivers.
What about her?
they didn't acknowledge her at the Oscars the year that she died.
Well, what how come?
I don't know.
They should have.
Why should she?
Well, she'd made some films.
Oh yeah. Where would you acknowledge some like a comedian?
Well, she'd won Grammys for albums, so she should have been at the Grammys.
Was she remembered at the Grammys?
I can't remember.
I can't remember, but I just know that there was an outcry at the Oscars.
That was because she had so much to do with the Oscars and how people presented themselves, because you wanted to make her good list. And I will say that the magic of the red carpet, it's not the same as it used to be. The excitement isn't as genuine.
No, because the thing is, you're not allowed to say what you feel. So people now, oh, you're beautiful, you look beautiful, you look stunning, you look this, you look that. Well, actually, the dress is crap and doesn't suit her. But you can't say that anymore. Because you will offend someone, then you'll be cancelled.
So you've got to go, yeah.
Yeah, it's all cheesy.
That's so sweet. Wearing that bucket on your head.
Literally, Dad, some of the things that people had on yesterday, I was like, where do you even buy something like this?
See, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, I saw all of that. It was interesting. But I will say, yeah, the magic of the red carpet is not the same as it used to be. Mm-mm. And you know, the question was, who are you wearing?
Is there anybody we're surprised at that didn't win?
Me. You know, I didn't win.
Why?
I had nothing else.
Yeah.
Won last year.
Yeah, you did. And that was amazing. You won two last year.
Two, yeah.
Do you remember when we went in 2010, Dad?
Yeah.
No, 2000.
Did I win
2020.
Then?
You
won one then.
Yeah, I think you won one then. Didn't he, Mum?
One more.
He did.
How many have I got now? Five.
Five.
Well, they used to be on up here, so I didn't.
Yeah, they're put away now.
I think that's incredible. What an achievement, Dad.
Yeah.
The first Grammy nomination Ozzy got.
Oh, every year for a while.
And they wanted him to perform. And he said, no, I'm not going and I'm not going to perform. And then they got very pissed off with us. That was 100 years ago. That was around 82.
Why didn't you want to go?
He doesn't like award shows. I mean, it's great when you win, but the whole, you know.
People wouldn't know this about you, but they don't realize how nervous you get at stuff like that. And
yeah.
And how it's not like your favorite thing to do at all.
No. I did one with what's his name? What's his name with tattoos on his
Post Malone.
I did Post Malone.
Oh, the American Music Awards. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That wasn't a Grammy.
Yeah.
What's the American Music Awards about?
We hosted it one year. Do you remember?
But what is it about? You get an American Music
Awards. It's kind of like the Brits. It's just the American version.
But the Brits?
Pardon?
We hosted the Brits, too.
We've hosted the American Music Awards.
How the fuck do I know? You say it's just so I'm going
to... Do you remember Paul McCartney was on and you got to introduce him and everything? Yeah.
Was that any good?
Yeah. I remember when we hosted the Brits, I went out and I was partying the night before.
Kylie Minogue. Yeah.
Kylie Minogue won last night. I was really happy she won because I love that song.
I haven't heard it.
It was like the gay song of the summer. And I was just like obsessed with it. So
what did she win for dance song?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it like a disco song?
More of a dance song. But I sing that song to Sydney all the time.
Aww. Sydney.
He's so lovely, Mum. I was sat at the awards last night and me and Sid had all these huge plans. We were going to go to dinner. We were going to go to an after party. We were doing all of this stuff because it was our first night doing anything like that. And I haven't been out since having the baby. And we both looked at each other and we were like, it's cold, it's raining, should we go home? And next thing you know, I was out of my dress, in my jammies, cuddling my baby and eating chocolate chip cookies.
Well, that's a great night in for me. That's the perfect night in. See, that's...
Bobby's not walking yet, neither.
Kind of. It's like he, as long as he's holding on to something, he's walking. But he's not, he's getting to the point where he's starting to let go.
One day he'll walk, he'll see something, he'll just walk.
He'll forget to hold on and that will be it. You know these award shows, you see the same people at every bloody award show. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed?
This should be an African-American guy with a big clock around his neck.
A Flavor Flav.
Oh, I love him.
He was there last night.
Every award show.
Someone said they saw him last night. I can't remember who told me that he was there.
What had Billy Joel, his first single in memory of?
30 years. Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, what I did notice about the Grammys is that they kind of did something for everyone and all different age demographics. And I do think that was
except
something.
Except rock.
Except for rock, I know.
Except for jazz. Oh, no.
I'm talking
about
ages, Mom, not genres.
Oh, no. You had John Baptiste. I just think that they ought to have, they should mix up the genres of artists that they put together.
Yeah, it would be far more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Take somebody out of their comfort zone.
Tracy Chapman, that performance, like mm-hmm. they're from two different genres, but...
Totally, and it worked.
It worked and it was beautiful.
We don't produce shows.
No. Probably if we produced a show, it would be so shit, Mum.
It wouldn't. It would be fabulous. Are you crazy? No.
We'd get in trouble.
It wouldn't be cookie cutter. It wouldn't be so... Do you know all these shows are the same and, you know...
We'd get arrested.
Would you like to host an award show?
No.
Why not?
Not interested.
You'd be good at it, though.
Me neither. At least it would be funny.
I know. I have to say, even though I was back by like 8 o'clock last night, I'm exhausted from yesterday.
Yeah, but the rain makes me feel so...
No, when you wake up and the sky is grey and you know that half your house is underwater.
I was awake for ages.
I know you were. I know.
And the dogs were going fucking nuts.
Why do you have all these dogs here? The dogs that are not yours. Why are they here?
They've been all right.
It's all right.
With your dogs here, there's 15 dogs in the house today.
But it's like, it is, yeah, I will say that I love all of them. There's one dog in particular that comes over here and he's a fucking nightmare.
Well, he bit Pete twice. Pete, how's your leg?
It's good. Who? Just sell me a new pair of pants.
Zippy.
Me. Zippy attacked.
Has he ripped your trousers?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Why, how come he bit you?
No, just walking in. Yeah.
No, do you know what it is? He was very badly abused as a puppy. He's a rescue.
You must have known him in his last life.
No, he's a rescue and he was really badly beaten when he was a puppy.
Lived on the streets for what? He don't back down. When him and Wesley have a go, I guess so. Because they both won't back down.
Wesley, Ginge and Zippy are like three... accidents waiting to happen. They just are at each other the whole time.
And Lemmy.
Lemmy's stupid, so he's my dog. He's not the smartest dog.
And they start to scrub, it's on, it's full on.
He's not the smartest dog, but he's the most beautiful dog.
He is the most beautiful dog.
He's absolutely fun. I think he was mixed with a standard, not a palm nut.
He's saying not a teacup, bigger palm, yeah.
Definitely. And he
beautiful
just,
dog.
He's so beautiful and he's so loving and he's just the best.
He's so good looking, he needs to be in a boy band.
Well, I asked if next year if they do the puppy gala again.
Yeah, in a boy
again.
Band.
Okay. I asked next year if we could put any of our dogs in Dolly's pet gala and they said yes. So
well, Lemmy would be like the star.
But he'd also be the biggest nightmare because he wouldn't do any of the things that they're supposed to do.
He just runs around the house. He's never picking up things.
He's gorgeous.
I love him now, little dogs.
I do too.
Make a noise. But I wouldn't change things.
15 dogs in one house.
I know.
It is a bit, I will say, it is a bit extreme right now.
Trying to get 15 dogs.
15. ding
to
dong.
Listen.
No, it's a nightmare. No.
Are we at the end? Because I want to say about...
what?
You've heard about King Charles.
Yeah, he's got...
Got cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badly.
I don't know if it's badly, but I just want to say that we
I told you,
we want to send our love and thinking about him and...
He's a good man.
He's a very, very good man and a wonderful king.
He'll survive, though.
Of course he will. It's all about the mind, strength of mind. He'll do it.
Yeah.
I hope he does anyway.
I have to say, I really hate leading the podcast. I don't like it.
Leading.
Like, Jack is so good at it, and it just comes so naturally. And he's... I don't like it. I'm like, please come back, Jack.
So now you know what it's like to host a show.
What do you mean? I do that for a living, Mum. That's my job. But the podcast with us, it's different. Like, because I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but over there, love stepping on mine.
All right.
We haven't had the buzzer out today.
No.
We need the buzzer.
My buzzer, yeah.
There you
go. I can't reach that.
You what? Of course you can't reach it. It's for me.
Okay.
Also, if anybody's been hearing some weird noises, that's people downstairs trying to get rid of all the water.
Is it that badly flooded?
Yes. Yeah.
The pumps down there.
Yes. Pumps are down there and carpets floating and...
I said we could buy an outboard motor and we could sell.
Yeah, it would be perfect.
As far as the Grammys go, what do you rate out of 10 this last Grammys? I give it a solid 7.
You do?
Yeah.
1.
I do love you.
1.
I'll give it a 5. 1.
That is a wrap on the Grammys.
Oh, do you know what they needed? Where were the people coming out with the briefcase? With
what
the
do you
votes?
Mean? Oh.
Why do they do that? It's so embarrassing when you see two accountants come out with a briefcase and it's always it's like, oh, please don't do this. It's so fucking embarrassing. They do it at award shows. Some person that I don't know, counts or whatever.
With the winning tickets in there.
Oh, I don't know what's in the fucking briefcase, but it's
maybe
like...
a sandwich.
It'd be great if it was a sandwich. I think that they need to have more food at those kind of events too.
Was there no food?
No, and I was starving.
No drinks?
In the pre-telecast, they had popcorn, but that is like... your biggest enemy when you're hungry because it turns into concrete in your mouth and you get all those little bits and then you can't find a drink. And
talking about, I'm dying of thirst. Any Coca-Cola?
So those
tables,
those tables don't have drinks on.
I think they do. I think people get a bit pissed.
It would be better if they did.
Lines on.
Huh?
Chopped lines.
Dad, I wouldn't put it past some of them.
Yeah. Should we say our goodbyes to Dad?
And I feel like that's a wrap on the Grammys, don't you?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Till next time.
Bye, everybody, and thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Bye, Grammys.
Bye.